Yeah, what's up, everybody? My name is Ricky Skitha, host of Is Radio Time. Thank you for joining us today. 6 o'clock, I'm with Rob DeRocha.
Oh, hey, what's up? Are we on line right now?
Yeah, we're on live air.
Excuse me.
Now you're all proper.
No, I'm just, I'm eating my pistachio nuts here.
I can tell you're all hungry over there. Did you not have any lunch?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No.
Well, Rob, what's wrong with you? You got fans outside. I know.
No, hold on, kid. I'm still recovering from El Paso. That's what's happening. Oh. Right now. My roommate looked at me and said, like, you look a little white. Basically, I look like shit.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. It was an amazing time. Yeah. It was a I horsed around a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time at El Paso. We're back. We're gonna start the show up and running. We're going to be talking today about gun control. Yeah, gun control is the topic.
Yeah, it's a real fun topic.
It's a really fun topic.
Hilarious.
If you guys have any complaints, just send it to skidrowstudios.com. Is Radio Time. Attention, Rob DeRocha.
Why me? No. I don't want to be shot.
It was Rob's plan to have gun control. We're going to talk about gun control, and we had a guy. We had a guy that we had somebody coming in, and then I think they bailed out.
They were scared of the government because our show's actually getting worldwide recognition. We're a total of like 10 listeners. We're in the tens and tens of listeners right now.
Yes, we are.
I'm telling you, we don't want thousands. We want like small numbers. Big numbers makes more pressure. So thank you all for listening and taking your time to listen to this.
Starbucks in the house there. Who's ever at Starbucks listening, you five people, thank you very much. later on, we're going to have the girls call in also from Toronto.
Yes.
And find out
what's sexy girls
going on. See if one of them's pregnant yet or anything. Because the way they like to party, I mean, that could happen. What do you think, Rob?
They're both pregnant already, huh?
Nick's like, I got them pregnant, man.
Hey, tell them to come back.
Yeah, huh?
This guy really loves
Nick really
tell
him
to come
him.
Back so I won't talk
it's
to him again.
All about the booty.
Our sound guy, man, he's Playa Nick. Playa Nick is what we call him.
Playa Nick.
Raising his hands.
Ever raise your hands ever again. How old are you? You're younger than us.
I'm 27.
Oh,
26.
You're still,
almost 27.
You're raising
like
your
18,
arms up.
Though.
He's 27. He's 27.
Almost.
Almost 27.
And he's raising his arms.
Going on 19.
That's horrible. Terrible.
Ladies, did you hear that? 27-year-old Nick here, sound guy at Skid Row Studios, available on the market and ready to partay. Right, Nick? All right. Well, we're going to get you a lady. Hey, that's something for future shows there. Huh?
What? Win a date with Nick?
Hook up Nick with a chick.
Hey, I'll ride them around on my bike. I got some money. We'll go on a date, but I'll ride him around on my bike.
We have to get a girl with lower expectations than with a bike. Yeah. How'd you get here? You took the bus?
No, I rode my bike. It's right here.
In the hood. That's even perfect. This guy, the bachelor. Bachelor Nick. We're going to have our own bachelor show trying to get Nick hooked up with somebody.
I got an apartment, too. So I got an apartment.
Oh, you just keep looking better and better.
Yeah. Well, we're going to look for a lady
for
Nick.
Do you get paid to work here?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good.
There you go.
He's got a job, ladies. He's got a job.
And I think that's his drum.
He's a freaking hippie, that's great. He rides his bike with a drum.
You can find Nick at Venice Beach on Drum Circle number 4.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to be also talking to Julio Gonzalez, is going to be our guest today. He's going to be here around 7:30 and going to join us as well. We got some phone calls coming in from some people, and we also have Rob's rants in Facebook, Twitter at the end of the show, and the top of the news. What's going on? God bless you there, Gesundheit. Is that also El Paso coming out?
Yeah, that's El Paso still coming out of me. I like El Paso. You know what? I like their ethnicity, their ethnic food there. Have you had Carino's in El Paso?
No, I don't think so.
I have.
Oh, in El Paso, right? Because that's originally from El Paso.
Yeah, the Italian food spot.
Definitely. It tastes like El Paso. It's exactly El Paso.
You ever been to
McDonald's?
Chico's Tacos?
Chico's Tacos?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's quite a few at Chico's Tacos.
I went before Sunday show.
Been there?
Yeah, I went. I went before Sunday show.
Yeah.
You know what they're like? They're like Olvera Street taquitos.
Oh, yeah. So it tastes like diarrhea?
Yeah, but...
they're good, but it's a real dirty spot. It's maybe more like food after the bar or something.
Yes, it was very dirty.
I think all the food in El Paso was food after bars. I mean, they got Whataburger.
Yeah.
Whataburger. It sounds like a Mexican.
Hey, Whataburger.
Hey, why don't we name this place Whataburger?
Whataburger. Because it's a burger, man. That's what it is. I went to Chico's. I went to Chico's right before my Sunday show. This guy, one of the comedians, said, hey, you want to go eat? And he took me to Chico's. And it's like a soggy, wet taquitos. Just,
right.
Just like the Olvera Street. But the Olvera Streets are much, much better.
Really?
Much better. I mean, I like the Olvera Streets because of the green sauce. This was like red and it looked like soup. I mean, I was hungry, so it tasted good.
What time of day was this?
This was like right before the show. It was like 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Really? You're eating those tacos at that time, huh?
Yeah, it's dinner. What are you talking
about?
Okay.
All right.
I'm not like you two in the morning fucking predicament.
I got to keep that joke going. I can't lose my stomach, man.
So we're going to be talking about El Paso and some other stuff here on the show. But first... we noticed that Dennis Rodman was out
in North Korea.
In North Korea.
I can't believe this fool was in North Korea. I don't even know. He doesn't even know what he was doing out there. He's like, yeah, he considered this guy his friend, even though he's like, what, murdering people? Korea's the only place that when they arrest you, they arrest three generations of you. They don't just arrest one generation. They don't just arrest you for causing the problem. They arrest the kids and then the kids' kids.
The kids in 100 years, 150 years.
They are screwed for three generations. They're born in captivity. They are starved. And basically, horrible. Horrible. Exactly. Like that. That's their chant in North Korea. That's how they do yoga.
Good morning.
You're in North Korea. That's exactly what happened. They just start yelling.
This is another camp right here.
Oh, that's a sad camp. That was sad. Why'd you go there? That is sadness.
Hey, kids, get together and get ready. Oh, there we go. It's all working fine.
Get ready to eat more caca. So
what's that? We have a phone call?
All right, who's calling?
We have a phone call?
I'll take the phone call. I'll take it. Hello? Yeah, come on.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Kim Jong-un house.
What?
Kim Jong-un house.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. What's up, Rob Rick?
What? Shut up, dude. What are you? Are you really calling us?
Yeah, that's right.
You're making national headlines right now.
No, it's good. It's all good. Don't worry, man. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of weird that you're calling us. We're going to get, like, the CIA. Like, you're like, what? Like, one of our, what, five listeners?
Hara.
Hara?
You know it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is this influence because of Rodman's visit?
Yeah. You know, Rodman, my dog.
Rodman is nowhere near your dog.
Rodman, my dog, we hang out, bro. We had good time.
Wait. If this is really Kim Jong, like, who, what year were you born?
19 something. I don't know. Don't ask me stupid question, all right? What's the matter with you? I call the interview. I listen to your show. I love your show. I'm a big Is Radio Time fan over here. Only me listen. Nobody else listen over here.
Okay, I believe you.
Rick is funny. I love Rick. You okay, Rob?
I'm okay. You know what? There's a couple of ladies in El Paso that thought that too, but you know, whatever.
Rob, can I send shout out?
What? To who? Who do you want to send shout out?
I want to send shout out to my girlfriend.
What? You have a girlfriend? What's her name?
Yeah, Pano.
What? Like bread?
First name Pano, last name Cha.
What? Oh, you're a player, huh? You're a pimp?
Oh, she hot girl. She just a little stinky.
She's got a funky smell.
She got a funky smell, yeah. You know, I'm different. I'm different. Pull up to see me in my searing mission.
Oh, my God. You really? Are you that different?
You know it, dog.
You're a different type of ruler.
Oh, yeah. I rock it. I drop bombs on your moms.
Oh, no. I don't think you should be using the word bombs.
Don't don't worry. You're such chicken. See, you got to be like Rodman. Rodman come here. I show him five girls, and he said, yeah, let's party. I said, yeah, let's party. And the ladies like Rodman.
What were you guys doing? Like, what kind of drinks were you having?
Oh, we were smoking some herb, and we had also some gin and juice.
Oh, was Snoop Dogg there?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg show up later. He show up later, you know, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's just like his song. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was hilarious. We party like rock stars.
I think Nick wants to say something.
Dang, caller, you should come down to Skid Row Studios and like... party. You sound like a party animal. You bring the party with you everywhere you come.
I bomb on you.
I think he's kind of making fun of your accent there.
Everybody make fun of me. It's okay. I rack it.
You don't like it. Come on. You're a dictator. You are a dictator. That's what you are.
Hey, and they make fun of me. I kill them. It's cool.
So you're really gangster.
Oh, yeah. Big time OG.
Big time OG gangster. So what'd you do with Rodman the entire time, since that's like your new boy? He considered you a friend. That's what he said.
That's right. We go way back. He my dog. I'm a big Chicago Bulls fan.
You were a Bulls fan, really? Are you just a Jordan fan, or were you a Bulls fan?
I watch Jordan, I watch Rodman, I watch Pippen, I watch them all. It's good stuff. Yeah.
So Rodman was your boy?
Rodman, my boy, yeah, we come, and when he come here, I play one-on-one with Rodman.
Yo, who won?
Oh, me, of course. I take him down.
You're not better than Rodman.
I'm better. Rodman only rebounder. What are you talking about? I got crossover and jump shot.
Oh, what?
I got 3-point. I kill Rodman. I take him down.
You're yellow chocolate? Is that what you are?
That's what they call me, yellow chocolate on the basketball court.
Yellow chocolate. Wow, that's crazy, man. I didn't even know. So what's this, dropping bombs on moms? What were you saying?
No, after I play basketball, we also go into my pad.
Your pad? What'd you guys do there?
With the chicks. We go watch movies.
What movie would you guys watch?
Oh, we would just watch movies of my rockets ranching.
That's a movie?
Dropping bombs on your mom.
Oh, jeez. Come on now. Let's not get out of control. We got the FBI coming over here.
No, FBI gets my ass.
Please. All right. So, all right. Listen.
Now, I tell Rodman, I say, look, Rodman.
Okay.
You tell your brother Obama.
Why are they going to be brothers?
Just give a brother a call.
Hey, you know what? We got another caller, too, man. Let's make this a conference
call. Wait, hold on. Another caller?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hey, Kim, you want to take
Is it Rodman?
Let's find out. It might be Rodman.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
Is it Rodman?
Let's hear it.
It's not Robin. It's Laura and Caitlin calling.
Oh, Laura, Caitlin.
Okay.
Laura, Caitlin. Let us call you right back. Let us call you right back.
Are these your girlfriends, Rob? You got girlfriends?
No, I don't. They're not my. I wish they were my girlfriends. They're not my girlfriends.
You don't party, Rob. You don't like to party.
No, it's okay. All right. Listen, Laura, could you call back in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. All right, bye.
Man, you got to run a better radio show over there. You control your calls.
Hey, you know what?
Why don't you control your calls?
They hung up. They got all offended by this dictator.
Yeah. Forget those bitches. They don't like to party with me.
Oh, what?
They don't like to party with me, then forget them.
Oh, come on. You know what, Kim? You're kind of a dick. I don't even know how you were cool with Rodman.
That's dictator.
No. Okay. So, let me ask you this. So, are you doing a Gangnam Style over there?
No! What? How dare you? We don't do Gangnam Style North.
Wait.
I'm making my own song.
I'm going to be honest with you, Kim. I always get confused. So, are you the bad guy or the good guy? Because I get confused because of the Civil War. North versus South, and I think North Korea is good.
I am God.
No, you are God.
I'm God.
Because you have control of everything.
Yeah, and that Gangnam Style, he don't know how to rock. Yeah, his song sucks.
All right, you know what?
I got better song.
What song do you have?
My song go like this. Look. Hey, sexy lady. North. North Korea style. Hey.
What? That just sounds.
Sexy rate.
That sounds just as bad.
What are you talking about? That's a good song. No, all the chicks dig it.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Chicks dig it. What are you talking about?
Oh, get out of here.
No, you get out of here.
Kim, all right, I had enough of you, Kim. I don't know where Rick left.
Can we please get this guy off the radio? Yeah, I don't know. I go to the bathroom just for 5 minutes and I can't control you.
Sorry, man. Fucking Kim called. Can you believe that?
I heard it all in the bathroom. I heard it in the bathroom.
The sound guy told me that the phone call had some weird number. So it was like, it had to be him.
Yeah, it had 011 and it had like 25 numbers.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Oh, man.
It was a cell phone.
You think he left something? You think he sent something through the phone lines? Whoa, what was that? Whoa, no.
Like an explosion.
No, how dare you?
Yeah, he did say... Wow.
Wow, thanks. Well, Rob, how did that go?
Well, I don't know. It was crazy. I think I'm his boy now. I think we're friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think we're going to be cool.
It's going to work out.
I think I'm going to go visit him. That's what I'm going to
do. You should.
He knows how to party.
If Rodman's doing it, why not, right?
Well, he was partying. He said he brought five chicks. Steve Rodman knew
what
to do.
Did you see Rodman's jacket on the news?
He had dollar bills on his jacket, which it was kind of shameful for an ex-NBA player. Like, why do you have dollar bills out of all the bills on your jacket? I would have been like, could you remove this part of this, you know?
My favorite was he was like, the people over there respect him. They believe in him. And then the other guy goes, yeah, because they're going to kill him if they don't. And Rodman goes, yeah, well, you know, some people. he was dancing around he's a good, he's 28 years old.
Yeah, he doesn't know any better.
He's 28. I mean, him and Nick can hang out. Nick's going to be 27. Kim Jong can be your pal, bro.
Let's hang out, man.
Can you imagine that?
Huh?
Can you imagine that playing video games with Kim Jong Un?
That'd be crazy, man.
Or is it Un?
It'd be crazy.
You're the one that talked to him.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just in total shock.
I'm amazed he's one of our five listeners. That's amazing.
I fucking love the fact that he's one of our listeners. It's crazy.
What's that sound? You got something on over there. What were you listening to?
Nothing. I'm just watching the interview here.
Okay. So thank you, Kim Jong-un, for calling in and telling us about your time with Dennis Rodman, which was very interesting to see. The whole world wanted to know.
Call him.
Call him.
He wants a call from President Obama?
That's right. He told me that. He said, if you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
This guy's an ambassador.
President Obama?
No, you know, it's a different story.
Call him.
Just call him.
Call
man.
Him. Just call. Just call a brother up.
Call
man.
A brother up, man. Yeah, what's like, you know, he'll have a 40 with you, right? He'll
why
smoke
get
a blunt 40?
Why do you have to get all there, dude?
Like, cause you know, call him. Call a brother.
Just
that's
call
all.
Him. Just call. Just call him. That's all you know. I wonder if he even has his number.
Call me.
Can you imagine that weird phone call? I mean, I just like imagine that phone call. Just like
call me.
Hello, this is Obama.
Yeah. Rodman told me to call you.
Yeah, is it told me to call you? Hey, we both got a friend.
Yeah.
He played for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, his name's Dennis Rodman.
Do you know him? Do you remember him? He actually just visited you this week. Anyways, what's up with the bombing and you guys saying you want to kill us? Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah. Have you seen that video? You haven't seen that video yet, right? There's this video of from North Korea that they made of this guy dreaming. And the song that's going on is Michael Jackson's We Are the World, We Are the Children.
Right.
And he's dreaming and he's dreaming. And then you see, like, at the end of the scene, that's about a 3-minute video. At the end, there's this American flag just waving. You see this overview of Manhattan and you see these bombs hitting Manhattan.
That's crazy.
It's a video on YouTube. Look for it. It's a Korean video bombing U.S. If you know, it doesn't make any sense to play it.
Guess what? The one thing I said to him, I said, we talked about it, if you see the clips or whatever, he loves basketball.
Obama should challenge him in basketball.
Yeah, there you go. That'll settle.
Start there.
Because Obama's taller than him. He's got him, dude.
Yes.
They should have a basketball match, man.
Why not? Because he loves basketball. Obama loves basketball. When they call each other up, they'll be like, dude, let's play some ball.
Yeah.
Let's play a pickup game.
They should.
Invite some other countries, other leaders, prime ministers.
Yeah.
This and that, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Just ball it out, man.
Straight balling out of control.
Yeah.
If you see the quotes in the papers, he says that. He says that about sports.
Yeah, man. Come on. Just call him, brother.
I just love that Rodman is in the news.
I know.
The jacket he's wearing. And he's wearing a hat. I love the fact that when the pictures that they did show of him in the embassy or wherever he was, he's obviously it's not an embassy because we wouldn't have one there. But he's at a. First of all, there's a guy in the background named Leroy or whatever his name is with a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the only two guys wearing hats. Which out of the whole group. And it's very colorful. It's like, they kind of like stick out like a sore thumb.
That's my favorite picture is when you see all these Asian people. You see Rodman and the leader. And then you see that guy with the red.
How do people.
Jacket.
I don't even understand. Like, how do you. I don't know. Like,
I want to know what the guy in the red jacket is thinking. Like, I want to know what he's thinking. He's sitting there. Is he really thinking, yeah, this is a cool joint. This is great. Is he really thinking, I'm in an incredible place? Or is he thinking, man, I'm hungry?
Hey, another call from North Korea.
Oh, no, not another call from North Korea. All right, what do we got here on the line?
It's Laura and Caitlin.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that.
Calling in on time. Thank you, ladies.
Laura and Caitlin, you know what? We were talking to Kim Young, so we had a very important phone call.
Laura and Caitlin, Rob.
Yes, he was talking about Rodman's visit. He actually called into the radio show. He's one of our five listeners.
Oh, wow. Is that how many there are?
Yeah, no, we got it. Like, yeah, exactly. Him and Obama listens every once in a while. And then you ladies. But you guys actually don't even listen. You just call in. You don't even listen. You just call in.
We're still waiting for the listeners from Toronto.
You're like...
We get a lot of listeners from Toronto. We ain't got nothing from Toronto.
I love the fact that they just said that we were speaking to Kim Young. And then they're like, Kim Young? What? Like, yeah, they don't even know.
We sent our film critic, Yo Adrian, to Toronto or London, Ontario, one of those places. We said, hey, you know, go ask him about his radio time. Nobody knows us over there. That's embarrassing.
Well, it'll happen soon.
Okay, ladies, so what happened this week? What happened? Bo, before you begin to say anything, just in case there's first-time listeners, these two ladies are from Toronto. They're two lovely ladies. One likes to make out with guys randomly at bars. Yeah, this is good music to play. And there's Laura. There's Caitlin. She's the one that makes out with guys. And then there's Laura, who's very tall and has a boyfriend. She misses him, and she can't Skype sex with him. And they're very funny ladies. They're actually going to be performing at Isle West tomorrow at 7:30, I think, right?
All right. Yeah.
7:30, Isle West. And what else? Oh, and then Cheap Smokes on YouTube. Look it up on Cheap Smokes YouTube. These girls are freaking hilarious. They're very talented. And Charlie Day actually told them that they were very funny.
Cool. So, hey, so girls, speak into the phone. Speak into the phone clearly because we can't hear you that good. But so tell us what's going on. What happened last time we saw you?
Last time you saw us, now Laura and I now have tattoos. We got drunk one day at the beach. And
why do you guys do that?
What'd you get? Really quick, what'd you get?
I got a bunch of trees on my wrist because I used to be a tree planter.
No. What are you, poison ivy? What are you, a villain? I don't get this. Trees? What?
Trees?
Job I used to have.
Yeah, but are you going to be a summer job? Really? You don't see me?
I was a camp counselor. I was a camp counselor. You see those kids. I'm going to tattoo kids' faces on me.
I'm not going to, exactly. I was a teacher for 3 years. I'm not going to get a ruler on my arm.
Well, you should.
My God.
All right, so you got the tree. What did Laura get?
Well, Laura, I'm going to let Laura tell. Oh, I got something really mature.
A penis?
A unicorn?
What's that?
A unicorn?
I wish. It's probably my next one.
Spider.
But I flexed my thumb in half 2 years ago, so they had to sew the pad back on my thumb. So I had this, like, gnarly scar that looked like a shark. So I got a shark tattooed on my thumb, so now it looks like I have a shark thumb.
So you got a scar of a shark on your... You got a scar again?
Scar now looks like the shark's mouth, like the teeth, you know what I mean? And then I got two eyes and gills tattooed on my arm.
All right. Well, that's good.
Wait, did you get gills?
Gills, yeah.
You know what? I want to get a tattoo. I want to get a tattoo of a shark bite on my body.
You should.
Yeah, and then that way people would always be like, dude, you got bit by a shark? I'm like, yeah.
And you got six big scars.
Oh, a tiger.
Yeah, no, not a tiger. Maybe. Huh?
Get a ruler.
A ruler? I'm not going to get a ruler.
You your teacher.
I was thinking about getting 2-for-1 on my back because I like happy hour.
What'd you girls drink before you got the tattoo?
Oh, that vodka that we drank at your place.
It's still sitting there. Whenever I look at it, I think of you ladies.
Yeah, give it back. We need to drink that.
Yeah, because it's so expensive. It's aged.
Yeah.
It's aged vodka.
Hey, give that vodka bottle back.
So wait a second. Time out. Were you guys drunk when you got these tattoos?
Yeah.
So basically, I shouldn't even ask if you were drunk.
Well, the tattoo like got us drunk after too. He like poured us a bunch of whiskey.
Oh my God! What were you guys thinking? So what, you guys with random people too? Because Nick here loves you, ladies.
Yeah. Oh, that makes you bleed more when you drink and get a tattoo, right? Your blood thins out.
Oh,
or something.
I know. We were feeling that the next day.
Nick, I didn't know you got a period too. We lost Nick.
Nick, we can't hear you. Nick, we can't hear you.
We lost.
We got something in common.
Gets periods too.
So then, okay, look. I just want to understand the thought process between tattoos, because I don't have any tattoos on my body. You guys were drunk. You met some guys that make tattoos. They said, we're going to give you tattoos. You guys said, screw it. Let's do it.
Exactly.
You didn't even call up your parents to ask them for permission?
Dude, they're over 18, bro. Come on. If I had a kid and they over 18 and they called me for permission for a tattoo, I said, you bother me for that? I said, really? You bother me for that?
Well, all right.
Exactly. Oh, we have a new video that we posted today. It's pretty funny. We're making fun of all the chicks on Instagram. So check it out on our YouTube channel.
Okay, we will. And then what else happened though, ladies? Anything else?
Anything exciting? Have you guys gotten to see anything?
Has Caitlin made out with any more random dudes?
I went on a date yesterday.
Oh, really? Where did he take you? To his place?
OkCupid. Yeah, I met him on OkCupid.
Oh, no! Don't do that!
Whoa. Was that a scream?
Yeah, that was a scream.
That's you meeting OkCupid.
Yeah, we went for coffee. I had to buy my own drink.
And what?
Well, I was 15 minutes late.
And what happened?
I don't know. We just walked around and drank coffee and then said goodbye, and I haven't heard from him.
Success.
He disappeared, huh?
Did you like him? Did he look like his picture?
He did look like his picture, but I probably shouldn't have posted pictures of Pamela Anderson saying it was me. So maybe that's...
Where did he take you to go eat?
We just went for coffee at some place in like Larchmont Avenue or whatever. I don't know. Oh, it was called... Yeah, we kissed goodnight.
Wait a second. So you guys kissed?
What a kiss. Just like a peck. It wasn't a makeout or anything.
Did you grab it? Did you give him a hand job?
Yes, of course.
Was it exciting?
You need sound effects.
We love sound effects. Go ahead.
But yeah, it was all right. I don't know if I'll ever see him again, but whatever, man.
I hope he's one of our listeners.
Yeah.
If you're listening out there, if you downloaded this, call Caitlin. She wants to see you again.
Yeah,
she misses you.
Call right now.
Yeah. Okay. Could you call?
And please show up in your white horse.
What does a horse sound effect have to do with what we were talking about?
Because you're.
Because he's hungry. Because
it's. You.
All right. So what did Laura do during while you were?
Yeah.
On
what
date?
Was Laura doing?
Picture. Oh, Laura's got a good one. You better tell. Hold on. I sent dirty pictures to my boyfriend.
Boring.
All right, cool.
Send us your pictures.
Can you forward those to us? Because we'll get the joke better if we see them. Can you send it to us?
Okay, I'll send them to you right away.
Okay. Hey, wait, here's one question, Laura. When you took these pictures, was your face included, or were you like skillful with them? Like, you know, like some people take pictures, like the some girls are smart when they take the pictures, the flash is right there in their face. So
I left my face out of it. Just the bod.
Just the bod, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, like, turn around? Did you do, like, what poses did you do?
I really hope no one's listening.
We keep hoping they're not.
No one's listening. Don't worry.
We're
going
to have to find two new girls.
Don't worry. This is between us.
But yeah, I just put the computer on the ground and took some photos. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Why not? Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about it. That's not in the contract, Laura. So right. Tell us more.
So what else happened, ladies? Anything else?
You're bending over. Opening your shirt. Okay, turn around. Okay, bend over a little bit more.
Let me ask you this, Laura, before you go. Before you take a picture of your vagina, did you at least color it or maybe put some glitter on it?
Well, I put it on paint and I drew like a unicorn.
Glitter?
Yes. That's a good one. Maybe like a pumpkin?
You can. Why do that? Why do that to yourself physically? You can Photoshop that.
You don't need to Photoshop that.
Yeah, you can. You can Photoshop the glitter.
All right, Laura, well... Anything else happen, ladies?
You'll catch a disease.
Anything else happen, ladies?
No, we're just working really hard at comedy, writing a lot, and we're really excited for tomorrow night. And you got to see the video. It's really good.
Okay, so it's under Cheap Smokes and what? Cheap Smokes what?
Cheap Smokes Comedy. And the new video is called Those Girls Who Instagram.
No, Those Girls at Instagram?
Those Girls on Instagram.
Those Girls on Instagram.
All right, ladies. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. It was fun. Be careful. Take care of yourselves and keep recording what you want going on out there in your free lifestyle in Hollywood. We're going to take a break, Nick. We're ready to take a break, and we'll be back with Julio Gonzalez is our guest today.
Listen to...
Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? Is it too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Man, it's spooky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
This is Melissa from Oral Stimulation at Skid Row Studios. Coming Sunday, March 10th, Warfest presents the music workshop featuring Starpool with local greats Failed to Victory, the Two Tone Boners, the Rude Smugglers, Gearheart, Shindig Avenue, and Absurd Tones. All ages are welcome from 4 to 10 p.m. and stick around for a 21 and over after party with DJ PM at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. Be sure to stop by and say hi as I broadcast all the craziness live on skidrowstudios.com. And for more information, check out warfest.com.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex, but, less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is...
Mexican, Hispanic.
I was like, gay people don't build things. been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They say the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste
and,
like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that like fond of it.
Are you sure though, honey?
Let me ask you something, and then you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Oh, right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
Skid Row Studios. Fuck you, FCC.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Hey, everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez.
And Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time.
Or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Ladies be first. Ladies in a line saying me first. And keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk. But I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick-ass Cuban thighs. Yep. Pretty horse eyes.
Please join me, Wyme Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
All right, and we're back here. Thank you very much for... Oh, thank you.
Hey, what about me? Thank you,
El Paso. Thank you, El Paso.
El Paso.
It was fun.
Good times. Third fattest city, sorry, country.
Please sit down, everybody. Sit down, please.
Right, sit on El Paso.
We need to get this show there, please.
El Paso,
I love you. Love you, people. You guys are great. Thank you.
All right.
Settle down, people. Settle down.
This is where we're live.
All right. Oh, not the ladies. No. No, Rob. Why do you bring the ladies to the room, Rob? We had a good time. We have our guest. We're back here, but really quick, we're talking about gun control. We're talking about El Paso. You know, the gun laws over there are free. Remember, Rob, you talk to anybody over there, they all got the gun laws in Texas.
In Texas, you're allowed to, it's like the Wild Wild West.
Yes, it's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, everyone has a gun. I mean, there's kids that have guns.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you were a shooter and you were going crazy, you would not want to go to a school.
Right, right.
Because those kids would probably shoot you.
1-800-893-9562. If you have any, no, it's okay. If you have any thoughts on this, 1-800-893-9562, please call in and talk and let us know your opinion about gun control. Are you against it? Are you with it? What needs to be done to fix the problem? And that, now I'm going to do my first little mini plug here for my sister, because my sister's a very cool person. Her name is Michelle, and she sells children's books. So this gun control segment is brought to you by www.usbornbooks.edu.com, where you can get the perfect book for your children. Now, back to gun control.
Oh my God. This is the funniest place to be promoting children's books. I like it though. I like the people that are listening right now. The four or five people that are listening right now.
You know what? After I clean my gun, I'm going to go buy me a book for my child.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to read him a book. And as I stroll, I'm not going to use my finger to read the letters. I'm going to use a gun.
I'm going to use my handle. It's my pistol. Yeah,
exactly.
We got Julio Gonzalez here.
What's up, Julio Gonzalez?
How we doing, fellas?
How you doing, Julio? Good to see you, man. Thank you very much for coming in.
That's all Julio got, right?
Julio, yeah. Julio's hitting big. Yeah. No. See, Julio has a paparazzi. Yeah, these paparazzi. People okay. That we're trying to get out of here. Get out. We're doing the interview right now, please. So, Julio.
Stop it.
And he's got, like, chicks behind him. Come on, ladies. Get out of the room.
And they kiss like that.
Yeah, they kiss. Out! Yeah, out. All right, cool. Yeah. Julio, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Just enjoying you crazy guys, dude.
What's up? You having fun?
I'm definitely having fun, man.
Julio Gonzalez.
You know me, enjoying life, man.
Julio Gonzalez. That's your motto, right?
That is.
He's wearing a shirt that says enjoy life. After his shows, he sells a shirt. Great marketing ploy. I'm jealous. And he sells a lot of them because he's hilarious.
Yes. He's a very funny guy. We've done a lot of shows with Julio. Julio, you're at the Ontario Improv. You're at the Brea Improv. You are at the John Lovitz a lot. I see you there also a lot. Where are you not at? Like, where's your next? Because I see you doing a lot, man.
So what comedy clubs don't pay you? What kind of a question is that?
No,
where are you not going to be?
No, where's your next? No, it's all steps here. Where's your next venture? This guy doesn't stop, man. That's what I like about Julio.
Just the way you said it, it was funny. Where are you not going to be? Well, I won't be at the Laugh Factory tomorrow. Comedy Store, maybe I won't be there. But
what I meant to say is, where are you not and where are you going to attack next? I mean, Laugh Factory, Improv, what's up, bro?
Definitely the next plan of attack would be Irvine.
Irvine? Okay.
Yeah.
What date?
Just start taking over. We're in current talks right now because I want to go in, establish a show, and then take over, do some monthly stuff.
What's the date? So you don't have a date yet?
No. We're in talks right now.
Okay,
we just got into Ontario.
He's got a monthly in Brea, though.
He's got a monthly in Brea. Yeah. Okay, you got a monthly show. Yeah. When's the next monthly show, just to promote it?
March 20th.
March 20th, okay.
So third Wednesday of every month. I'm at
third
Brea.
Wednesday of every month.
Cool,
hear that,
man.
People?
Yes.
And tell us about your shirt. You know, enjoy life. What's the motto? What's the whole thing, you know?
It's just that, man. I know a lot of people bitch about things that don't even matter.
Right.
Don't even count. I mean, I heard some of the... I had a guy call me up, said he was suicidal, and I explained to him he was selfish. Because life's only bad by comparison. So who the hell are you to think you got the worst life, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you're having a bad day, you turn on Jerry Springer and feel better about yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the difference.
Yeah, very true.
Or
you could just think about all the poor people in Africa or people that in North Korea that have three generations. Can you hear that, Kim? Are you still listening?
Yeah, Kim, you jerk.
That have three generations of family members put in jail. Not one. Yeah. That's gangster.
Where are you from, Julio?
Oh,
like where's your Hispanic heritage from?
Oh, Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been to Mexico? Have you seen like the slum life in Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why he's really high on enjoy life.
Yeah, but you know what?
I've seen that stuff.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean,
you know that because El Salvador was number two of the happiest places.
I know you've seen it too. I haven't.
I have seen it. But you know what? If you don't know what you could have, then you're happy. You know, it's like ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's people out there that don't even know anything about a hot shower. You know, like they in El Salvador, you have to boil a pan or something, a pot, and then put it in the bathtub to like, you know, take a bath.
Life's like that down here in downtown, isn't it, Nick? When's the last time you took a shower?
Today, man.
I mean, Nick doesn't even own a car. He just owns a bike. I mean,
it's all right. You don't need a car.
You don't need
LA
a car
anymore.
In LA.
You don't. Have you not heard the lyrics to Bust a Move? You got no money and you got no car and you got no.
That was in the 80s.
I got money.
That was in the 80s, right, Nick?
You got money?
It's 2013.
I got some money.
We're flying around in bikes and we're taking showers by driving our bikes through car washes. That's what it is. Yeah.
Driving bikes through car washes.
That's how he's got to save money, bro. He's got to save money.
All right.
Back to Julio.
Back to Julio.
Us born books. Julio, when did you start?
I started about 5 years ago.
5 years ago, man.
5 years, yeah.
So you, exactly 5 years, or you're coming up to 5 years?
Well, no.
It's a complete 5 years.
This past January was 5 years.
It was 5 years. So you hit the actual, like, business hump. It takes a business 5 years to get up and running.
Yeah.
And you're taking off. You do this and you, other stuff too. Don't you have something else that you do?
Yeah, I mean, I also got a day job too.
Yeah, man. That's hard.
That's
what
a lot of comics have to do. You have to have a day job because then if you don't,
it allows me to say no sometimes. You know, it's like, hey, come out here for $100. I'm like, I'm not going to go all the way out there.
You want me to drive 500 miles?
For $100?
I want to do a triple run. I want to drive all the way to Butte, Montana and get paid, what is it, like to headline $300, $400, but you're spending like $500 on gas.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And then you're performing for a bunch of coal miners
that
just got off work and hate life. And they want to listen to a comic talk about fucking dick jokes.
Yeah.
it's that job that allows me to do what I love.
Yeah. So you actually own a house and everything.
Yeah, I own a house right here in San Fernando. I bought a piece of San Fernando.
Cool. And then
not cool, man. They keep raising property taxes.
Oh, really?
See, this is all the stuff I was ignorant to.
Yeah.
Because like I don't care about much.
When did you buy that house?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
How are they raising your property taxes so much right now?
They got like almost got hit twice in 1 year.
Is it because of the new laws? Because Obama's new second term?
I don't even know if it has anything to do with Obama rather than just San Fernando maybe going bankrupt. I don't know.
Can't raise your taxes unless they assess your property. I know this stuff.
So I need to talk to you more. See?
All right, you need to call me.
Everyone, you guys can catch Rick and Julio over at the Radisson Hotel giving a speech about real estate and about the property value in San Fernando Valley.
You're just jealous because you don't know.
I don't. I'm ignorance is bliss. I'm fucking happy. I'm enjoying life. Fuck you.
Happy life. Enjoy. Yeah,
I don't want to worry
about
that.
You have another thing I like. Subway.
Oh, the Subway. Yeah.
He has this T-shirt that looks like Subway. The Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, Subway.
But it says Subway. Now, have you ever had anybody from Subway?
Subway.
There you go.
There's a Nick.
Nick, that was really racist, white boy.
Nick will buy a t-shirt
Mexican,
from you.
You're Mexican.
He's Mexican.
Hello.
Oh, shoot.
You, the glasses, Mira.
He fooled you.
Soy Mexicano, way.
I knew it. The bike gave it away.
The bike.
Gotta have a bike, man. That's how Mexicans.
He's wearing a Chispirito fucking shirt too. That's what gave it away for me.
Okay. It was the ice cream box in the back of the bike that gave it away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the bell.
He's always selling fruit in front of the place. I was wondering. I'm like, he is Mexican.
I got my fruit truck hidden downstairs, man.
He's got the corn.
I got the
elotes and everything. He's got the elotes, he said. He knows how to speak Spanish.
All right. Julio, when you're actually on the road, how do you handle the day job situation, the stuff back at home?
Vacation time, man.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You got that all built up?
Yeah. So then it's like I get paid twice.
Oh, that's awesome.
The work pays me, and then I get paid for doing the show, too.
That's awesome.
I mean, luckily right now I haven't dealt with the point where I'm getting way too much and all the stuff that's really not worth it I'm able to turn down. So I'm at the happy medium right now. But I'm hoping to one day have the problem where I need to make the decision.
Now, I know, you know, and we don't have to talk much about this, but I know things have changed for you recently as to your availability. as to being available there for the ladies.
Yes.
it has changed. Now, very curious because of the fact that when I used to do shows with you and I would see all these ladies that would come to your shows and you had your lady there. And then I was like, wow, you know, Julio's going to be getting hit on by more ladies and how does he handle it? Now that you're available and you're single out there, have things changed?
They've pounding changed. Pussy now. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
It changed to the point where I'm just single now, but that's the only thing that really changed, man. I get on stage, I mention I'm single, and the ladies just go crazy, right? Uh-huh. But at the end of the show, I don't see them.
Yeah.
You're just saying that. All right.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He goes into the hotel room and he plays his video games.
Yes. Does he really?
Wow. Grand Theft yes. Auto and order pizza.
I just write. I don't watch anything yet. And I work on my mission.
Yes, yes.
That's good, man. That's good. I wish I had that dedication.
we always ask this, Julio, to all our comedian friends. Tell us about maybe the craziest moment that you've had in a show on the road here while you're on stage, a heckler, whatever it may be. What was your craziest moment that you had?
You know, I have fun, and this is actually on YouTube. I had fun with the drunk heckler. Okay. The guy, and you know what? For me, I guess he kind of like, I wasn't having the best set I wanted to. I wasn't at the point where I wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy starts talking, and I just found that as like a blessing because I was able to attack him and just rip him up completely.
Yeah.
And which made the show.
Okay. Yeah,
it definitely made the show. Yeah, oh yeah.
They're such foot and mouth people. That it works so perfect when they open up their mouth and they, I mean, not work so perfect. It depends if you can handle it.
I mean, it was a perfect combination because the guy was completely like inebriated.
Yeah.
And he had an accent.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Extremely thick.
Really? So you enjoyed it? You like that? You like
Yeah. Well, see, I like to do the improv. I like that part. A lot of my shows.
I like adapting.
Like I said, yeah, I do the monthly show at Brea and then I close the show. So I'm doing 30 minutes at the end. In front of people that've seen me so many times, so I need to do the improv.
Yeah,
in order to keep it fresh.
Right, that's good and it's understandable. Yeah. But like to me, I think when I'm on stage and I start getting that heckler, and then like you put them in their place, like you can just keep going at it, but they won't stop.
Yeah.
That's when like. You know, I'm talking about Terminator of hecklers. You know, like that's what happened to me fucking the first night in El Paso when I had somebody that just would not stop. Like I put them in their place. I don't know how many times. I mean, and at the end of the show, like, and I got laughs from it, but I didn't enjoy it as much because it was like, you know, like they came up to me and hugged me and they thought like they were part of the show.
Yeah.
You know? So they do that a lot.
Well, see, I liked it that day.
You liked it that day.
I liked it that day because the set wasn't going as good.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And then, you know, I mean, this is me going up and then just like, because a lot of the times I treat that show like an open mic. So I go up and I'm trying all new stuff if I do try material. And then I got the chance to go off of him and that was working a whole lot better than everything else I was saying.
Okay, I got
you. I think we all can do without it. Like we all, hey, I'll go up and do my set and if nobody heckles, that's great. But the fact that this business, the nature of this business, you can get a heckler. I like being prepared in such a way of saying, I just want to be able to adapt.
Yeah.
You know? It's like if somebody opens their mouth right now, I want to like answer back. I want to have a conversation. I think they're going to end up saying something stupid, make themselves look silly. Then once that happens, the momentum's on my side.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then it's like, and then it's kind of like, all right, so can you keep it down now? You know, sometimes you could always do that check, you know. Like what I was doing in Texas is, you know, they tell you, hey, when you're on stage, to say you want a cup of coffee, and that tells
that
us
was,
to
that
get...
Was that, was, that was a magic word.
That was a magic word,
right? But see, you were dwelling word, right? on it. Remember, you were kept saying...
Yeah, I was dwelling on it.
You were doing abracadabra.
Yeah, I was like,
but
hey...
But nothing would happen. He kept on telling the audience that he had a safe word, but he's like, abracadabra.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I have a safe word. I can get rid of you. I can get rid of you. But see, that was the thing is, what I didn't want to laugh. I wanted him to shut up, and I wanted everybody to think, oh, he's in trouble, and bring the down, and I get everybody's attention back. So it was kind of a thing that I was doing. I was saying, hey, I know a magic word that could kick you out. and it's not abracadabra, and I was cut Kalamazoo, and everybody's like laughing because I'm kind of coming up with these silly ass.
You know what my magic word was? Get the fuck out.
Yeah. But it shut him up. Sir, get it the shut, fuck it shut him
go
up.
From pointer to like, thumb. Like, you know, get the fuck out.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Exactly.
I really think out. Sometimes like hecklers, you gotta in a very ugly, stupid way try and get their respect, and that'll shut them up.
You know, like, what? It all depends. I've seen people handle them completely different. Because yeah. I mean, I've gone up on stage where I just ignore them.
Yeah,
just exactly. completely ignore them, talk yeah. over them, and yeah. keep going. Eventually, they'll give up.
Raise your voice. You know,
yeah, eventually yeah. they give up. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends how drunk they are. Like a lot of beautiful drunk women, those yeah. are the worst because oh, yeah. they, first of all, being beautiful, they think they deserve some.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear that, ladies? Beautiful drunk women.
They think they deserve something, and they think that everything they say is interesting, but it's not because they're beautiful, and then that's why people listen.
They say dumb shit like, "We gotta wait in line." Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
They should just laugh. Just laugh, okay? That's it. Keep laughing. That's all I want. Coochie, 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 coochie. That's it. That's all we want to hear. All right. And then Julio was in El Paso, too.
El Paso.
El Paso. What a burger. What a burger.
What a burger.
What a burger.
Julio was in El Paso. Julio, tell us about your time in El Paso, and we'll share stories with you about our time.
Yo, my time wasn't really too crazy. Went to the shows, did great, and then came back to the hotel.
Yeah,
the craziest experience I had was I tried sushi out there. That's about the craziest thing I did.
You tried sushi in the worst area.
Yes.
Wow.
You picked sushi at a place that doesn't even have an ocean nearby.
Was it chewy? Was it like beef jerky?
It wasn't as far as I was. I remember I ordered lobster in Arizona once.
He ordered the BP roll. The petroleum roll?
Yeah,
because the Gulf of Mexico, the oil spill, the BP roll.
That one's a thinker.
Yeah. He was like, wow, you really went deep in there. You're going to talk more about our real estate? And wait a second. I think that's pretty crazy then, because of all the places to try sushi, that's like the worst. Like that's like saying, like, yeah, I went to Kentucky. I tried the sushi out there.
You don't understand. The rest of my trip was boring as hell. I'm like, I got to do something stupid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so,
I went to Haiti and I had a Philadelphia cheese steak sandwich.
Exactly. I actually had Carino's there. Italian food.
Excuse me.
I was trying to say it as a sarcastic thing, but Nick took it serious. Nick's like, yes, the Carino's there is very delicious.
I've been there.
You know it's a franchise, right? You know it's an establishment. It's all over the place, so it's not really authentic El Paso food.
Oh man!
Oh,
that's what the whole joke was, and then he jumped in like, "Yeah, it was delicious. I enjoyed it."
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of another spot, but I ate some Italian food out there, and it was good.
Yeah, but El Paso doesn't have like El Paso. Their food is Mexican.
One spot.
Margaritas. Yes, I went to Mickey's and Carlos. You go there. No? All right. Everything in El Paso, by the way, they don't say big or large. They say Texas. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it was a Texas size margarita I had. And it was huge. I have a picture of it. I put it up.
Yeah. I want two Big Macs, four large fries, and three Cokes. Do you want small, medium, or Texas?
Yeah, exactly. They don't use the word large over there. So basically, when I was describing my penis, I said Texas a lot. So that was stupid.
Stupid. Hey, honey, why don't you suck on Texas?
Suck on this Texas between my legs.
Suck on this Texas. Well,
this is a horse dick. That's there you right. Go, there
you go. Well, so, we had a very interesting time, Julio.
What happened with you guys?
I got it all right here. What didn't happen?
It's all G-rated, PG-rated. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're not gonna tell exactly what happened.
Just kidding. Is that what you want me to? Okay, I don't know.
No, don't. I'll divulge information if I want to.
All right. So the first night, Wednesday night, we actually partied with these guys. They really liked the show. They went to the same school I went to, El Tec, right? One of them is Mexican. They were from Ciudad Juarez, and one of them was a 25-year-old virgin.
25-year-old virgin. But he did all sorts of stuff with his girlfriend, which I thought, his girlfriend was hot, and he was thinking about breaking up with her, but... And I'm like, how are you a virgin? He's like, oh, people judge me, whatever.
But, yeah,
it was
but like, I'm going to... It's by choice.
It was by choice.
Oh,
okay.
No,
he wasn't ugly.
His mom's walking around with a gun to his head.
Right? I've heard worse. I actually heard worse.
Really? Oh, like tied by the nuts or something?
No, no. I was reading a story where this chick in Indonesia killed her child for having a small penis.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Yes.
A child?
Killed a child. A 9-year-old. Said his life was going to be bad and all this stuff because his dick was too small, God. So
this
killed the
like
kid.
My story. But they call me Pipicito. Yeah, I survived. I took it. And,
but you sure he wasn't just cold?
I was like, how big do you expect it to get if you keep staring at the fucker? Yeah,
exactly. Why doesn't his penis get bigger?
Let's make that decision at 18. Should have pulled a fucking gun on herself,
man. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, this guy was 25 years old. He was a virgin. We were partying with him. And the funny thing is the last.
Oh, okay, no. Well, let's go with some more stuff. So we went to Six Strings across the street.
Oh yeah.
We went there. It was like a biker bar, but this is like the accused,
Rob,
right?
Rob almost lost his life.
Yeah, no. There's just a big guy there, and we're hanging out, right? And these guys, Texas guy. Yeah, a Texas guy. There was a Texas guy, and like some girls at the bar, and I'm just like, and I just walk up, and then I order a drink, whatever. I start talking to the girl. And, like, I guess this guy's, like, mad-dogging me, but I didn't know. I couldn't tell. And Rick and the other guys were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they were totally cornered. He was talking to a girl at the bar.
You can feel the gangster vibe.
And,
these guys aren't gangsters. These guys are, like, mafiosos. They found it disturbing in the force.
The guy was your size, Julio.
No, he was bigger than Julio. He was taller.
He was taller and bigger than Julio.
He was more Texas than me.
Yeah. He was Texas.
You're California. He was Texas, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So he like walks up to me, like the girl walks away and the guy walks up to me and says, you should go. And I'm like, what? Come again? You know, like what? Like I didn't hurt him, but I was just like, all right, yeah.
You should go.
So then I didn't want to like, you know, I'm not going to fucking deal with this shit. So I'm just like, all right, because it's Texas. You know, like.
Was the girl with him?
No, she wasn't. He just didn't want me talking to her. I think he liked her.
I think that's what was going on.
Can I dance with your date?
Yeah, it was like that kind of situation.
he came up behind Rob's ear and just behind, and he was like this. Look.
He had a hand on my shoulder. Yeah. Yeah.
He was in Rob's ear, right? And then he started, can I dance with your date?
Yeah, and then he just said that, and then I was just like, all right. So then I just ended up getting the girl's number, and then I left.
That's a good one. And then we left.
I think what the big guy really asked him is, can I have your number?
can I have your hotel room?
Yeah. I just wanted to get out of there, because I was like, you know, this guy just threatened me for no reason. Like, it was just like, whatever. Either way, so then we left from there. We went.
How selfish is that? You don't even have a chance with this girl, and you're mad someone else does.
He was Christopher Columbus of cock blockers. He just walked up to her, put a flag on her.
That Indian's mine. Not Indian.
And that was the Indian, and I'm like, all right, dude. You conquistador.
Freeze. He's mine.
This conquistador was fucking.
So what happened after that?
Okay. So we went to another. We just kept on going to bars.
Did you hear about Teddy's?
No. No. We'll tell Teddy's at the end.
I know.
Okay. So you remember? Cue up that sound too.
We forgot to talk about you losing the bags.
The bags?
Yeah, you losing your bag when we got here.
Oh, yeah, when
you
we got that. That's nothing.
You were freaking out.
I was freaking out. Well, I wanted to shave.
You're crying. That's why you're saying it's nothing.
I was taking a shower in the bathroom in the corner.
He's like, I want my bag. I want my bag.
I had all my masturbation shit in there. What am I supposed to do? I was crying like that.
What are you going
to
do? Buy new stuff? No.
Yeah, exactly. I had my porn magazines.
Sentimental value.
Can you hear my friend over here? He's crying. Can we get his bag to the hotel, please?
So then we went from there. We went to some other bars. And then these guys just wanted to show us a good time. And we were just bar hopping, bar after bar. Yeah. And if there wasn't enough girls there, they wanted to go. We're out of here.
I think almost like the most we drank was that night. We drank a lot that night.
So it was just like drink after we'd go to each bar just to drink, like one drink. And then finally at the end of the night, although we met a death girl.
A deaf girl?
Yeah, she was doing sign language. We had to like talk to her like You weren't there for that?
Oh, she had to read the lyrics. He was probably gone by that point.
You must have been really. Do you not remember the girl throwing gang signs?
Where?
Wait, that was gang signs?
Was it at Teddy's? Where was that at?
No, it wasn't at Teddy's. It was at one of the
your
bars.
Your gangster senses didn't tingle.
Remember we went there, we hung out, and then we started talking to this one girl. Because that one guy that we were with was like some model guy. We had
the tall
Spanish
guy.
Model.
Tall
some guys, I want to go to LA.
I want to go dancing. I could be a model. I will be the model one day.
Yeah, you wanted us to hook him up. I'm like, I don't know how to hook you up, dude.
He figured, you guys got the hookup, right?
Yeah, you guys are headlining El Paso comic strip.
Yeah.
You must
have
the hookup.
Yeah, they think we're big time
there. And so we end up at Teddy's. Teddy's is the Cougar Bar next to the hotel at the Holiday Inn.
You know what? I think I've been told about that place. Yeah.
Everyone's told about it.
A lot of the drivers, you know.
Yeah.
When you say Teddy's on stage, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows the Cougars.
Yeah. They're pretty wild there.
But were the Cougars or Sabretooth, man?
Sabretooth.
I figured that.
Well, this is what happened. Okay, so two Sabretooth are in the parking lot.
That's ironic, no teeth in the parking lot.
Double chin.
Yeah, and then I'm in the car. I'm already in the car, ready to go back to the hotel. Let's go back. Rob's outside, okay, and Rob does one of these. Hey, Rick, what's your hotel room? Rick? And I saw who. I was like, oh man. I said, this guy. And I start yelling out his number. 112. 112! 112! 112! And then he's like, no, it's not. And they recorded 112 in their head, right? Because they showed up at his room.
You told the story badly. I went to his room, and we're hanging out there for a little bit, and then I'm like, fuck it, so I'm just going to go to bed now. So I'm walking to my room. It's like around 3 o'clock or something like that. And as I'm walking, these girls are walking out of where my room was.
Oh.
And I'm like,
so they were there knocking.
Like the hallway.
Motherfucker. And they're drunk. And they're walking.
Yeah.
They're walking like they're like trying to touch things. You know when you're just like,
what are them drunk feel watch?
They're using the wall. Like from wall to wall. And I see them like, motherfucker, dude.
It's like a retarded Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. From wall to wall.
Yeah, exactly. Retarded Spider-Man, dude.
So I finally, I'm like, all right, hey, ladies. All right, I know where you guys want to go. All right.
Yeah.
So I go with them. Like, I take them. I'm like, come this way.
So he takes them to my room.
I think they were looking for the Spanish supermodel.
But I think they would have settled for us.
Listen, I would not have settled for that either.
Was the Russian drunk enough to take winner?
and so he brings him to my room. And my pants are down, like my zipper's down. I have my hand down my crotch because I'm watching TV and I'm relaxed, the way I always do.
Your pants are at half mess. You don't even take them off.
Exactly. So I walk through the door.
Around the knees.
I look through the peephole. I should have done it through the knees. It would have been better. I'm at the peephole and I look at Rob. All I see is Rob, right?
So thinking it's safe.
Yeah, thinking it's safe. So I open the door and Rob points to his left. I look and... oh my god, two cougars, they scared the living day. I was like no.
Did you jump?
I jumped right,
but like one of the Mexican soap operas, just doom.
Yeah, exactly. And then I immediately jumped into this mode of trying to scare them. So I put my hand in my crotch and I was like, "Hey, ladies."
By the way, I already had passed the baton. As soon as he opened the door, I saw him.
Ghost.
He didn't take off yet, but his eyes were telling me he's going to take off. So then that's what I said. I turned behind me. I go, "What's that, honey?" I gotta go. Somebody do the bed. And I went back in the room, closed the door, and I went to my. I was cracking up in the hotel room, right? By myself, and I text Rob. I go, was that a good move or what?
How bad did you destroy these ladies' self-esteem?
Oh, I know. Don't worry. I let them give me a blowjob. Yes, I'm kidding.
There was probably two less people there that night, man. Yeah,
yeah. All right, honey, take your teeth out.
Oh, my God. It was bad.
Well, we got to go back home to our husbands.
Oh, my God.
It was horrendous. That was the first night. That was our first night. It was a fun night. Then the second, you know, we just, you know, stayed in our rooms all day.
Second night, we started with the cucumber shots. We had these cucumber shots.
No, we had these girls. We had some hot girls.
They took us to this bar.
He always forgets the girls. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know why he wants to forget the girls.
He brought these hot girls to the show.
Okay, these hot girls. I met one of the girls at Teddy's that night. The night before, and I just said, hey, come to the show. So they brought I think it was them and three other girls, and they were all hot. And they took us.
And one of them talked like this.
Oh yeah, that's where we go.
She was
hot. We're gonna go
though.
And have some drinks. I'm gonna have some
like
shots.
Nikki. Yeah,
she talked like Nikki. Oh yeah, everybody. Oh yeah, I like
imagine
you.
Imagine that voice in ecstasy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so big. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's Texas.
No, this girl. This girl was pretty hot, but it was so funny because her voice, she was a lot of fun.
She was still cute.
She was very cute.
Was she still developing?
No.
She was fully developed.
She knew her voice was like that because I started talking like that. I was busting them up. They loved it.
Raw was mocking her. Yeah.
Really?
No, but they were, no, God, they were loving
that.
It.
No, women loved it.
Yeah, they were loving it. They're like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh yeah, you're funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah, exactly.
He's making fun of my voice.
So they're like, right away, they're like, let's do some cucumber shots. So we started doing cucumber shots at this one place.
What is it?
I don't know, man. It was just delicious.
Is there a cucumber involved?
Yeah, I think it was soaked in cucumber, vodka, whatever they
infused
pour.
Infused in
Exactly. Right. Infused.
With a little goofy?
Yeah. Oh, actually, it was an actual cucumber. And
was it
some
shot
chili.
Glass?
Yeah, it was a shot glass. Yeah. It was a shot glass, but inside of it was a cucumber, and it had chili powder on the side, and then you could actually eat the cucumber when you were done. And when these girls were eating the cucumber, that was freaking hot, and I wish I would have recorded it, because they were eating it. They were licking it up, and it was crazy.
Oh, okay.
These girls were so much fun. They were dancing on top of each other. They were kissing each other. They were just... Yeah.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to have a good time.
That'd be cool.
One girl took a shot and it went on her shirt. It spilled all over her shirt. Remember that?
Yeah, and then she whipped out her tits and then went, no.
No, but I told her, we got to go to the hotel room, fix that.
No, she went and one of the girls, luckily, girls, they have extra clothes in their car.
Did those old ladies come back?
They showed up second rounder. So then we went there, and then we went to some other bar. Then they just took us bar hopping, and then we ended up at Whataburger at the end of the night.
Can I just say this? Bar hopping in Texas is so affordable.
Oh, my God.
It is. I remember when I was there, we went to this place. I ended up spending $13, and I bought a round for four people.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, wow.
Wow.
This is I got liquor. I drink Jack Daniels.
All right.
And then I got a couple beers for them. I forgot what the other one got. But then when I got the bill, I'm like, wow, I better get out of here before he realized he fucked up.
Here's $13 even. Let's go.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah, and we were out late that night bar hopping. To 3 a.m.
Yeah, and then we had Whataburger.
I had to go on the radio the next day with Buzz Adams over there, who, by the way, that's a fun show. If you guys ever go there again, just try and make sure that they're fun people there. And then I was just dead tired, man.
By the way, Martha Rodriguez said, be nice to us in El Pasiones.
Oh, yeah.
We are nice. We love you.
We're just talking about them two ugly bitches.
No, that was Teddy. We just talked about hot girls. We didn't say all of them were.
Yeah, no.
Some of the hot girls got bodyguards.
Yeah, exactly. I almost got my life.
Californians.
Well, I'm not a tough guy. I'm not going to deal with bullshit.
I know, Mark.
That's like a biker bar. I've been there, it's a biker bar like Mongols and stuff like that used to hang out there. The six string bar.
Oh yeah, but I actually went to a biker bar in the afternoon. It was called Chompas, and it was literally motorcycles outside, dirt,
Sansa Anarchy style.
You went in and I was scared. I was like, oh my God, man, this place is all these bikers around here. And then I saw one guy. Kind of looked like you, big tall guy, and you had.
Everybody looks like me and this guy, right? That's a second race.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had this one chick, kind of looked like you. Bigger tits. Like, goddamn, this.
Yeah, no, Paso chicks do not have goatees and have balls.
She had your hair, Julio, and the mustache. This guy, this big guy, walks in with a toddler, 6-month toddler.
Oh, really?
And I go, okay, I'm safe.
Is he a kid?
Yeah, the kid walked into the bar.
He could be teaching you how to kill somebody.
You're probably scared of the kid.
Yeah, I thought the kid looked at me and kind of gave me a grunt, gave me a look, you know. And then I'm starting to eat my food, and some guy outside turns on his motorcycle. Right? And then kicks all this smoke inside the bar. Inside the bar. And I'm getting ready to take a bite of my taco. Go, oh, wow. This guy's good.
Right. I got sound like such a white guy. I got
rocks in my taco.
Wow,
what'd you get?
Honey, I got some
Hollywood
smoke.
Came out of you. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. The total Hollywood.
No.
But I really dig the experience, though. I didn't expect it, and I thought it was a cool place.
Well,
really
so cool what's place. Up with Friday? What happened Friday?
So then Friday,
what happened Friday?
That girl from Ciudad Juarez was in the audience.
Oh, Nena?
No, the other girl, the hot one with the boyfriend that didn't like, who told me what he told me.
What?
You remember they came up to me after she said, let's buy you some shots. I want to buy you some shots. And I said to her, I go, okay, but I'm saying, you know, I'm shaking hands right now.
Oh,
and
that
afterwards,
guy.
I'll buy you some shots. And then the guy's all drunk, white dude, typical white, because she's Latina and she's talking to me. So this white dude was like, he looked at me, he goes, why would I buy you shots if you want to fuck my girl?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he just came out. Yeah, he just said that. You know, and I just was a blank face. And I just go, oh, see, that's a problem right there, man. I go, why am I going to, like, I'm like, because he was trying to get in my face.
That's open honesty. You just reply with it.
Yeah, I know. He's just trying to get in my face. And so I just shake the other person's hand that was walking by, like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. And then he ended up pushing his girlfriend out. We're getting out of here. You know, like, he was a very violent dude.
Next time you tell that story, you say that you turned around, looked him dead in the eye, and said, because she wants some good dick.
Yeah. No, well,
she wants dick.
The truth was that I don't want to. She wants to. That's the truth. And that's what I wanted to tell him.
She was hot, though, right?
Yeah,
she was some two older ones.
Yeah, she was.
She looked like me here. I had Nena.
And then he had Nena, this lady heckling him in the audience.
But it was so much like, it was like what you said, like it was a moment where, like, it was fun because I kept on dealing with her. And then finally it got to a point where I did one of my jokes during my closer that I included her into the joke.
Oh, wow. They must have loved that.
And no.
Oh.
It was dirty, though.
Yeah.
So
she just all of a sudden just like turned on. She just hated me after that. And her friend that she was with named Morden followed me on Twitter and then started writing like all this stuff, like good stuff, though. Like, you were hilarious. But she liked me until right at the end.
That's where you lost her.
Yeah, that's where I lost her.
That's where you're not able to bang her no more. They're right at the end.
I didn't even want to bang her. She was a saber tooth. She was definitely. Oh. She was a lot older.
A lot of saber tooth. Yeah, damn.
No, we went next door to Clicks with a lot of the group from.
That's that pool hall, right?
Yeah. We went to Clicks next door, and then we had a great time with the staff. We drank with them all night.
We actually had a bad experience with the staff right there.
No. Why? What happened?
Yeah, we went there. We actually went with one of the guys.
Oh, wait, with Clicks.
Yeah, Clicks.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Not comics.
No. I love them all.
Oh, you had a bad experience with the staff at Clicks.
We had a bad experience with every staff everywhere else. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
At Subway over there.
All right. Good. So you met the staff from Comic Strip. Was cool.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, we had a great time with them.
And then they took us out, and we went there and we hung out there, and then one of them like gave me a ride home, and then that was the end of that night. And then Saturday, I don't think anything crazy happened Saturday, right?
Saturday was
mellow.
Isn't that weird?
It like starts to mellow down.
The first day, that's when you just go all out.
Yeah, and we did.
And
I think
after that, the first two days starts. Yeah.
First 2 days we did, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we were just kind of like, you know, a plane crashing.
You're just tired, man. I think, we're just tired, and we didn't really do it. We went out again. We went out drinking at Clicks again. We just started going to Clicks next door. Because the shows end so late. The second show starts at like 10:45.
Yeah.
So then the other show, by the time we're done, we're like out there after we shake hands and whatever. It's like 1 o'clock or something like that. So we have like an hour to drink. And they got us pretty drunk though in that hour. So there were a lot of fun. It was great. And then Sunday was, by Sunday, I was like, fuck it, man. I was just tired. I just wanted to go home.
I slept all day Sunday, right?
Yeah. I'm just like, screw this.
Did you guys do anything during the day?
Yeah, I mean, I went to L&J. I went to Bikini Joe's.
I went to Chompas.
You went to Chompas.
Yeah. At this point, you guys just split.
Yeah.
I went to Chico's. I would get different tour guides.
Mm. Yeah, he got
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. You had the virgin and the...
I had the people that don't do anything. I had the cougars. I wouldn't touch them. And I had the comedians. They're cool. They took me around. They gave me a...
Okay. The local guys.
Ellen J. Cool. Where else I go? Bikini Joe's.
Oh, yeah. So we had... who was a Gibbs Sod?
Gibbs
was our host. He's a comedian out there. Did you have an opener?
Yeah.
You guys... Who was your opener?
Yeah, it was David Graham.
David Graham? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think he swung by. I think
David Graham. I know David Graham. I love David Graham.
And
he never showed up, no.
He didn't. No. And then Ponchi is another guy who does comedy out there, and I saw him.
And then Todd Larson?
Yeah, Todd. And then JR, some guy named JR. Those were the guys I saw. And then there was another guy. I'll remember his name. But he does a video out there.
But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
But I, want to send out a thank you to Bart Reed. Bart Reed, Bartman, who gets us out there. Comic strip in El Paso. If you're in El Paso and you haven't been to Comic Strip, you got to go out there and check it out. If you're not from El Paso and you go to El Paso, go to the Comic Strip because they have some good shows.
Make sure you add them on Facebook.
Yeah, make sure you add them on Facebook. We're going to take a quick break right now. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about gun control and what's on the news.
Sweet.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Fifty Shades of Grey?
That's for pussies. Come to the dark side with us, King from the Underground.
We'll broadcast live at SkidRowStudios.com this Friday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on Spice Radio Sirius XM 103 as a part of the MoFos podcast series.
We'll rape your senses and plunge into your mind, drawing out your deepest, kinky sexual desires.
You know you wanna.
Oh, you wanna.
Hi, this is James Quall. And you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Hi, this is David Liebehart.
And this is Adam Papagan.
You're listening
to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Hey.
Lightning Woodcock here in downtown Los Angeles, goddammit. Here to talk to you about my brand new EP called DTLAMF. Stop breaking my balls. Lightning's ode to every woman, every insufferable bitch that's ever busted my fucking balls. Yo, times is really hard in downtown Los Angeles when your clothes is raggedy and you can't afford to pay the rent. And your woman sends you an email saying it's time to call it quits. I'm talking about the low down blues. Calling the devil a wrestler and I don't know which to choose. I guess that's why they call it the low.
Yes. All right. So now here we are with our movie segment, our wonderful movie critic, Yo Adrian. You gotta give us the movies.
You mean Cable Guy?
Cable Guy, yeah. Where is he at?
Well, he's not here.
He's not here, man.
So I think we can do the movies. Yeah, we can do the movies.
Where the hell is he?
We got the sound effects.
He's on vacation. He's only been here twice.
Yeah, exactly. He's a jerk story.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh my gosh. We gotta look into another sound guy. All right. Okay, so here we go. We're going to have to just do the movie segment ourselves here. Rick, Rob, and Julio's going to join us for this movie segment. All right, Rob, what do we got for movies?
Just go through the top 10 over the weekend, right? So we got Dark Skies. I didn't even know this movie existed. Have you heard of it?
It's Batman, right?
Is it Batman?
Batman?
Do you know about Dark Skies?
Dark Skies, no.
No, well, it's been released for 2 weeks and it's up to 3 million and it's number 10. So that's a bomb, right? That's a bomb movie. A Good Day to Die Hard.
So nobody saw Dark Skies?
No one
saw
it. So
how are we going to have our audience like agree to us?
Everyone, don't go see Dark Skies because we haven't even heard about it.
Watch it win an Oscar.
The advertisement's not good on it.
Yeah. I think it's going to bomb. Then we got A Good Day to Die Hard, which I actually saw.
What?
Yeah.
You saw A Good Day to Die Hard.
I got a review.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Here's my review. It's just like the rest. So it's like every Die Hard movie, except it gets even more ridiculous, but it's still fun. It's a good ride.
Does he die?
He doesn't die. He never dies hard. You know what? It's like a Fraser Smith joke, right? You know, like he took a Viagra and he really died hard.
I picked the wrong day to take Viagra.
Yeah, I picked
that. That's a good
porn movie.
Yeah, I know. I picked the wrong day to take Viagra.
Yeah.
Everything blowing up around him.
It's been in release for 3 weeks, so it's all right. Silver Linings Playbook, which I saw. Great movie.
Wow, we don't need a film critic. What? We got Rob.
Yeah, that's my review. Great movie. The acting's phenomenal. It's actually doing really well. $115 million gross to date, which is great.
It's a relationship movie, right? It's a movie about relationships.
It is, but it's about craziness.
About craziness
in relationships, yeah.
Well, hello, those go hand in hand.
Yeah, but this is really crazy stuff. And then we got Safe Haven, which I know nothing about. It's been in release for 3 weeks, and it looks like it sucks. Oh. Then we got Escape from Planet Earth, which I didn't even know about. Oh, this is a movie with, you got Sofia Vergara as a voice. Like, out of all the voices to choose, like, why would you choose her as an alien voice? Right? Like, she's got, like, some
she
Latina.
Is an alien. Yeah,
like, Latina accent voice. Out of all the aliens.
I look at your father. I'm your mother, Luke.
Exactly.
I'm your mother.
So stupid, right? It's grossed $43 million. Okay, then let's go quickly. Then we got Exorcism Part 2, which is a weird title to have for a movie because it's Part 2 when it's called The Last.
Yeah. So it's like a never-ending story.
Yeah, it's a never-ending story 2. But see, that's possible because it's never-ending story 2 because it never ended the first time.
Right.
Last Exorcism Part 2 should be, you know, like they should just rechange the title to like...
Again,
Last Exorcism Part 2, again, yes. And it's actually released, first week out released, to be released, and it sucks. And it's not doing well at all, just 1 week. Number 4 is Snitch with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Didn't see this one either.
Didn't see that one, huh?
I guess I
saw it, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Was it that bad?
Was it that?
Huh?
I don't snitch.
Yeah.
I was a thinker.
Let's get an applause for that one.
That's you know, we got Julio Gonzalez in the house.
Snitches get stitches. So, it bombed, I think. Well, for first week to be number 4, it looks stupid. 21 and Over, the guys that wrote Hangover, I don't know anything about it. I just seen that one joke about... the cop says, get down, and the kid starts getting down. Yes. And he's like, I think he's getting down.
Okay, yeah. I saw that. I think that one looks, I mean, just that scene.
It looks funny. One scene. It's one of those movies that you see a commercial, and like that's like the best part of the movie.
Right, right.
And then Identity Thief, which was destroyed by critics, is running hard at $107 million.
Go, Identity Thief. Running up the stairs in Philadelphia. with your hands up in the air.
I actually saw that.
You saw it. Was it good?
I saw that, and there's a couple scenes where she gets beat up. I laughed so hard. It's just fun. I like that.
She gets hit by the guitar?
Yeah, she gets a couple things.
Saw that on the commercial. But
a car.
Was it really good, though?
I liked it. I found it funny and everything. Plus, you know, I saw it because of our friends in L.A.
Oh.
So I didn't have to spend money.
Oh, cool, man.
Your homeboys? All right.
All right. I don't know what that meant. I don't know what that meant.
Let's refer back to number 7.
Don't ask.
All right. Jack the Giant Slayer, number 1. 27 million.
Wow.
Wow. No desire to see that movie.
Me neither. Me neither.
Not even in 3D.
Yeah, I'd rather watch March Madness. More tall guys competing against each other. Not so much. Not the Green Giant guy.
I'd rather watch you bang those two saber-toothed tiger bitches.
Well, that's
what
it.
Else? Those are all the movies
what
out.
What do you mean? What, after number one? What do you think there
you
is?
You only saw one movie out of that, Snitch? You only saw, you didn't see that,
right?
You
saw Identity Thief.
Okay. You just used that as a joke. Okay. You haven't seen any movies, right?
Yeah, Identity Thief. That's the only one I saw.
I haven't seen any of those movies. How about you?
I saw Die Hard and the other one, right? Silver Lining Playbook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it.
So that wraps up the movie segment.
What an interesting movie segment.
So that wraps up the movie segment here.
The history of my life.
Oh.
I just want to say one thing. Y'all are good. I did it.
Yes. You did it, Rocky. Yes, you did.
Why does he sound like a 13-year-old, man?
Because he's crying. You've seen Rocky.
We've all seen Rocky.
We've all seen Rocky. We've all lived Rocky.
Yes.
Rob was Rocky on Thursday night.
Getting stronger.
Well, thank you. That's our movie segment. Thank you to our movie critic, Yo Adrian. He's on vacation. I hope you're having fun and getting some. And I want to thank also Rob for taking over on Movie Critic Night and doing his thing, and Julio adding his stuff. Now we're going to come up with the top news right now that's going on. We're going to talk about a little bit gun control, and we have here in the studio, we have Rob DeRocha.
Here. And Julio Gonzalez is going to join us.
Julio Gonzalez is back.
Do you ever get confused by the radio guy, Julio G? Isn't there a Julio G?
You know what I do, but it works out to my advantage.
Is that how you meet the ladies, too?
No, a lot of fans come out.
A little identity thief?
Yeah. It's radio time right here. Rob DeRocha with the news. What do you got for us, Rob?
We're talking about gun control.
Yes, that's in the news.
That is in the news. It's getting crazy, right? First of all, I think when people debate about guns, you know, they should always when they debate about guns, they should always have, like, the fact that guns kill people. I like to have this music in the background as I talk, because no matter what I say, it sounds very patriotic.
Okay, there you go.
You don't want to have different, you know, there's also different styles of music that you can have.
Now,
which
of course,
makes you sound kind of like evil.
Of course, Rob, you believe in the Second Amendment, right?
Yeah.
You do, right?
I do believe in the Second Amendment.
Okay.
See, what you're saying right now is evil.
No, it's, yeah. You believe in the Second Amendment, Rob. Hand over the gun. And, Rob, you are my son. You are my son, Rob.
Well, gun control. I think, you know what? When people debate about guns, I think they should just put a gun in the middle of the table to see what happens.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, Julio?
You know what? I don't watch the news at all, so I get all my information off Facebook.
That's
while
why
posts.
He's so happy.
It is. I believe you get more of what you focus
you
on.
You enjoy life.
So, I don't watch about people dying.
Okay,
what happened to that elementary school? I don't know.
I don't know what happened. Okay, it's not on Facebook.
It's not news. It's say, a personal thing. Say, you're in your house. Do you think you can own a gun, or do you think you shouldn't be allowed to own one?
No, yeah, I think I should.
Okay, you should have the freedom.
Just stuff goes down.
Yeah, just case, stuff goes down.
If not, then at least let me own an exotic animal then.
There you go. There you go, right? You know, who needs a gun?
Don't take both.
Yes, thank you very much. Down boy. All right, so you're okay with guns. Now, how about those fully automatic? A semi-automatic is different from fully automatic. What do you think about the fully automatic?
You know what? I actually been down to Vegas before to go shoot them.
Okay, the fully automatic ones.
Fully
yeah,
fully automatic.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure
were
it
you
was great.
Shooting at
and
people?
Everything. And well, I can't talk about the specifics, but
was it sometime in January was, and Tupac was there?
I think we just broke a case here.
Right? I gotta go.
We got him. We got him.
Come in.
Finally. You guys tricked me good.
The this cops are waiting right outside. Setup, right? Yeah. It was all a setup, man. We got you, dude. It's like 187 on an undercover cop. Well, go ahead.
Wow, we had a lot of calls today. Anyways, we're going to move on.
We had a lot of calls.
How do you feel about it? You want a gun or not?
What do you think about guns? I want to say my point, too. I mean, you're asking
I think we should have guns. I think we should be able to have the... We should have the freedom to have our guns, own our guns. I think the fully automatics, you know, this is what I think. To own a gun, you have to jump through some hoops, okay? I think like a tax audit. It should be just like a tax audit. Like, oh, I got to get a gun. It's going to take 3 months to get a gun. And I got to make sure that this is in line. I got to make sure I never been to jail. I got to make sure I never been in domestic violence. I got to make sure, you know, all these things, you know, that come to play, make a right decision to own a gun. I mean, you got to jump through a lot of hoops.
And you think there's a limit to what you can have, right?
What's that? What's that?
We have a caller.
What's that, Julio? What's
like
that?
If I wanted to buy a tank, as long as I went through the hoops, I'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
A bazooka?
There you go. I mean, it should be like a driving test. How hard is it to get your driver's license?
Maybe just like him.
Yeah, exactly.
If I was rich enough.
So right, who we got on the line?
Hi, this is Steve Briggs. I'm calling about the. You guys speaking on gun control there?
Yeah, we're talking about gun control. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling straight from Texas.
Oh, we were just there. We're just in Texas. There,
Steve, did you go? You know where the comic strip is at?
Oh, that's in El Paso, right?
Yeah, yes. El Paso, Texas. That's right. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh no, I don't go that far.
What part of Texas are you from?
Oh, Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. All right, Dallas, cool. Texas. So, what do you think about gun control? Do you think people should own guns? I think you're from Texas. So I'm gonna take a guess and say yes.
Hell yeah, they should.
Yeah, and do you own guns, sir?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What?
You own big Texas size guns?
Yeah.
I just a little 45. That's all I own. But you know, they say it's not the amount of guns you have; it's 9 bullets.
Bullets.
I can see that.
No, okay. All right.
So what do you need a gun for? Are people chasing you? I mean, do you feel like you need the gun?
Tell them not anymore.
Yeah, because if I didn't have one, people would be chasing me.
Oh, really?
There you go. Makes sense. Do you do
meth?
Nobody chases a man with a gun. And when you have a gun, you have to chase nobody.
Is it concealed?
You don't have to chase anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess not. So do you carry a gun around? You're one of those hardcore permit guys with a gun?
Yeah, and having a hardcore permit isn't really being that hardcore. That's following the law, sir. That is being an upstanding citizen.
Now tell me something, sir.
Wow.
Tell me something, sir. Do you think at least people should jump through many hoops to get a gun? You think people should take tests, background checks? That should be like a tax audit? What do you think?
Honestly, having a gun is not that bad. Having a knife, having a hammer, having anything else can be used as a weapon. I don't see why guns have to be put through different tests just because you feel that it's a more violent way. It's actually more of a peaceful way to defend yourself of anything.
A peaceful way, right?
You got a silencer? Is that what you have?
Do you use your gun to cut meat? Do you use your gun to hammer in nails?
When I can't find my hammer, yes. It's the best thing to do. It will get a nail through a wall in less than 0.02 seconds.
I think it's because some people say, you know, they never had a crayon accidentally go off and take out a child.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then with that case, we should get rid of cars, too. Why? Because I've never had a crayon run over a car by accident, run over a child by accident.
Now you're talking.
With that kind of logic.
I think you got a good point. We should get rid of cars.
So no cars, no guns. Let's say no internet, no nothing.
I know our sound guy's with you. He's got a bike, so he ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah. So what
as
about
a bike, like a bicycle?
Wait. You said the internet too? You said the internet?
Yeah, the internet can be just as dangerous
what
as
about
anything else.
The internet's killing people?
Steve. No, the internet's not killing people. Slow down, sir. Okay.
Steve, relax.
All right, listen. Relax. I think that maybe instead of having guns, like semi-automatics, we should have muskets. You know, that then you really take your time to, like, if you really hate somebody, you really have time to think about when you're shooting at people.
What do you think about that, sir?
Oh, so a musket. So you want to go back? You want to go back and just go fight all the progress that we have had with technology and with the country?
Let's just go back to having slaves.
It's the same thing, right?
Whoa! You did say muskets.
They had those back then.
Those are the ones that's saying, let's go back to more civilized.
A musket and a slave came hand in hand.
A musket and a slave?
They're around the same time. See, that's
around the same time.
You got me there. What about a bow and arrow instead of a gun or a crossbow?
A bow and arrow? What are you? Bow and arrow, please. Bow and arrow will not stop. Are you a bow and arrow guy? Bow and arrow will probably barely be able to go through your regular teams. Have you ever had a bow and arrow shot at you, sir? No, because I have a gun. You have a gun. No one shoots anything at you.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Hey, what are you, a gun carrying person?
All right, sir, Steve. Tell me one thing, Steve. Are you, like, part of these groups that believe there's conspiracy going on?
No, but if you're thinking of I'm part of a group that understands how the world works and see how things are working underneath the carpet, then, yeah, I'm a part of those people. The people that can see the truth, yeah.
So did you go to college?
Wait. America, there's no hardwood floors.
This guy sounds like Cat Williams.
You need to go to college.
You sound like Cat Williams.
Is this Cat Williams?
No.
So please do not. Oh, okay, I get you. Ha ha. You can't fight me on my ideas and beliefs, but just make fun of my accent. I got you. Ha ha. You guys are really, really classy.
Sorry, Steven.
That was Rob, Steve. You can
Steven,
shoot him.
Please don't shoot me.
You can shoot him.
I will never go to El Paso again. You know what? You know what the leading cause of homicides are? Or homicides, I mean?
Angry people? Homicides?
Homicides. That's when you kill a homo. You know, we just lost All West Hollywood. Thanks, Rob. All West Hollywood
just lost. Our five listeners.
We just lost all our five listeners.
So, you know what the leading cause of homicides are? Guns. What do you think about that, guns, sir?
Oh, it's not the people that are doing it. It's just the guns are going out by themselves.
Just like the cars.
Guns.
You know what the leading cause of pregnancy? Dicks.
That's true. You know what? You're right. You know, karate doesn't kill people. People kill people by using karate. That's a fact.
Yeah, they do. Have you seen the YouTube videos of kids powerbombing each other? That can lead to death.
See, the big deal is not that people are dying. The deal is that people are getting shot. So that's why they're like, how can we stop people from getting shot? And if they had no more guns, how can you get shot if you have no more guns? I mean, you can still die, of course. Of course, but if dying is not the issue, all we're arguing is about people getting shot. And that's a different discussion. I think they need to change that topic because they just talk about people dying and then you're able to come in and say, you know what? Cars kill people. Well, you're right. You're right. That's true. Bees kill people too. We ain't going to get rid of them. So the real issue is people getting shot, I think.
Yeah. What do you say to that, Steve?
So you're afraid of the harm that bullets will do? The quickness that it goes through? Listen, you won't get shot if you're not in front of a gun. And if you don't have a reason to bring out a gun, then you won't get shot.
Wow, Steve's...
I know, but who makes that decision? Who makes that decision that, you know what, you deserve to get shot now?
The people with the guns.
All right. Steven, listen, thank you very much
for
calling in.
Do you want to send one last message out to the people before I hang up on you? You want to send one last message out explaining about your belief in guns?
Honestly, if you just look into it a little bit more, because a lot of people just like to jump to conclusions about having a gun and the bad and the good of it. Look into it for yourself. It's like a religion. You live your life by it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's good luck, sir. Sam. I hope he gets shot.
That was a very good.
I believe Snoop Dogg said it best when he said, "You live and die by the gun."
You live and die by the gun. Yeah. Bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks.
Yes.
Again.
Amazing. Wow. Well, Steve from Dallas,
Snoop,
Texas.
Snoop Chapter 12.
Thank you very much. Everybody out there, if you know a guy named Steve, don't chase him. Don't chase him. He'll shoot you.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Don't chase him. If you have a gun, he can catch up to you.
Yeah, he can catch up to you. He'll just and if you have a bow and arrow, walk the other way.
Don't give him a reason to shoot you.
Yeah, exactly.
So where else are we here with the news?
This just in: Lamar Odom came in, and actually, Lamar Odom did not come in. He was in child custody battle, and he fell asleep.
What?
During his child custody battle.
Lamar Odom fell asleep?
Yeah, it says here he fell asleep. He was during his custody battle. I guess his kids are that important. I don't know how tired you can be to fucking fall asleep. The guy eats a lot of sugar, too, so... Yeah. This is making me fall asleep.
Mr. Odom. Huh? Huh? What? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, weird shit.
Wow, what else we got?
Brett Michaels had a meltdown on The Apprentice.
Oh, wow, Brett Michaels
did? He was looking for nothing but a good time, and he was shot down. He had a meltdown. But you know what? Anything that happens on reality TV, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't believe anymore.
So
it's all bullshit.
Have you guys been watching Burning Love by any chance?
Every rose has a thorn.
Every rose has a thorn.
It does.
Exactly. And definitely, really I just want to unskinny bop up that, you know, story. Rick, I was thinking that I really like the tacos in El Paso.
Okay.
And I think every person in El Paso should have a taco. What do you think about that?
And not worry about being shot.
Taco Chicos.
And I think that everything that I do should always have this song playing in the background.
Absolutely.
So that people will take me seriously. Rob. And believe me, that gun control should not happen.
Rob DeRocha is speaking. What about me? Why don't I get the music? Okay, thank you. Oh, that's what I see? Okay. Rob, you are a homo. And we are going to homicide you.
Son of a bitch.
Me and Steve are going to homicide you. Turn up my music, my Star Wars. We're going to homicide you. And when we homicide you, we're going to bend you over. And we're going to do an anal probe. Because Rob loves anal probes.
Does he love anal probes?
Yeah, no. Rob loves anal probes. No. Well, thank you, Rob. Is that the news, Rob?
Well, no.
Oh, we got more? Okay. We got more news. Okay,
of course we got more news,
We got more news. What else we got in the news?
Taylor Swift slams Tina Fey. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
She Kanye'd Tina Fey?
Yeah. No, well, she didn't do that. She got mad about the whole thing. You know, like they made a joke about her.
Did they?
Yeah, and they said something about her, getting like relation. Oh, she was saying Michael Keaton's. Michael J. Fox.
Well, make up your mind.
His son should not go out with Taylor Swift. They're saying to stay away from her because then they're gonna write a song about him. You know, she's like the one girl you don't want to go out with because she's always gonna write a song about you.
Yes.
Gonna write a song about you, baby.
The same reason you don't want to date me because I will talk about you.
But think about how bad that is.
Rob is a homo.
How bad that is, right? Right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Rob is a homo. What?
But think about, like, how bad that is. about him, that she, like, if you went out with her, like, it's bad enough, like, people writing shit about you on Facebook, but she's, like, famous.
She, like, sleeps with you.
And then she writes a song about you, and it's just,
come out with a song called Little Dick.
Yeah.
And, like,
Rob's got a little dick. About. Rob's got a little dick in it. It squirts out this little juice. Rob, it's got a little dick.
It looks so sad.
I think you, sir.
I'm going to have to plug you for that.
Homo. After proportions. You love a big black cock inside your dick. I don't even know how that's possible.
Gosh. All right. That's a penalty on you.
Oh, by the way, this just in the news.
Oh, okay.
They figured out why the Hindenburg crashed.
No way, really? Oh my gosh! I love stuff like this because what about when they found King Henry's bones in a parking lot about a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so what? You know, it's like the ages.
I just can't believe that. You know, like, imagine that guy that got the phone call. Like, hey, by the way, we still want to know what happened.
Do they know there's cancer out there? Like, where are you taking these people off for these missions?
Yeah, like, there's so much things to cure and to solve, right? But they're, like, having these people off.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm working on rectal cancer. No, no, get off that. We need to figure out this Hindenburg thing.
Yeah, this Hindenburg
thing. We broke the case.
People are not sleeping.
Are you still not on the case? What's going on?
It'll be an episode of Cold Case.
Exactly. That should be an episode
of Cold Case.
We found out who killed the Pharaoh.
Yes.
We found out who murdered the Pharaoh.
We cannot arrest him.
It started off with an accident.
So you say you find out, like, somebody sabotaged it, right? Like, let's say you find out somebody was responsible. What are you going to do? Go to their relatives and be like, hey, you got to serve the time, man.
Yeah, exactly. We figured out it was your great grandfather
was an ass.
No, it's like North Korea. This is North Korea stuff.
Yeah, that's North Korea stuff.
Yeah, it's like three generations ago, your great-great-grandfather or whatever.
He stole the bar of soap.
He stole the bar of soap. We got it.
Therefore, you got to give us your arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Why my arm?
They believe in reincarnation.
Yeah. That's the rules.
You're him.
Oh, look, this just in. The TSA to relax carry-on restrictions.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They said they're going to allow pocket knives.
What?
Oh, good.
I saw an article like that today. They're going to allow pocket knives, but you still can't take your shampoo.
Your fucking lighter, right?
That's stupid.
Yeah, they're dicks, man. I fucking hate it.
I hate going through that stuff.
Yeah, I hate that.
They're like, all right, sir.
You seriously have to, like, really take off all your clothes? Like your shoes, even after you went through that
belt.
Yeah, the belt. It took me forever. I have my laptop.
Oh, then they push you out.
Yeah, everything's got to go in a separate container, right?
Yeah,
you can't put the laptop with the shoes, sir.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got like four different bins.
Yeah.
And I'm just like going in and I felt like someone like took my wallet at one point. I'm like, where's my wallet?
But what about the stewardess when she came up to me? She goes, sir, I need to see you turn down that phone now.
Was it you or me?
It was me.
And I was like,
watch you turn it off.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And I was still working. I was like, okay.
She was waiting.
She goes, sir, it's for everybody's safety. So she's trying to get everybody on her side, right? I'm like, shut up, right?
I wonder, you know, they should investigate that. Fuck the Hindenburg. Investigate that. Yeah, what's the real issue behind the phone usage?
Well, I want to thank Rob.
No, we have more news.
We're coming down to the end of the show, Rob. Sorry.
All right, but Hugo Chavez died.
Yes.
Come on.
Hugo Chavez died.
At 58. And I can tell you this, my family out there are happy that this happened.
Yeah, a lot of people in South America didn't like
him. The resistance. The guy, that guy was a gangster. He rebelled. And then he became president.
He was a lot like Kim Jong-un, but like Latino.
Yeah, and then, again, I have no idea. Like, my mom wrote me, and she's like, he's dead, and I thought it was a relative. Oh. I was like, oh, no.
Mijo! Your Uncle Hugo died.
Wow. Wow, okay. Well,
Uncle Hugo died.
Yeah.
Your Uncle Hugo.
I didn't know Hugo Chavez was your uncle. Fuck. All right.
Me either.
You didn't know?
Huh?
No, you know what happens like that with those names? I once got a call from a wrong number.
Yeah.
But since he was speaking Spanish, we stood on there for like 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Because I'm like, I'm sure I know him and I don't want to be embarrassed and tell him I forgot him.
Julio Gonzalez was our guest today. Thank you. Let's give it up for Julio. Julio's an awesome guy.
Thank you, guys.
Can I end on
something? The game. What do you want to end on?
I just want to say that it was a great time here on the show, and it was like,
I don't like the idea of you having any control sound.
And I just think that Rick, you are the homo. Homo, you got that. You're a Texas homo.
You need to be homicide.
And that is it. That is all I want to say. And God bless America.
There you go, Rob. You got a small pee-pee. And you are a homo. All right. Thank you, Julio Gonzalez, for being in today. Rob, Julio, where are you going to be at next, Julio? Really quick.
March 12th, Ontario Improv. March 15th, Hollywood Improv. March 20th, Brea Improv.
All right. That's all improv in Brea and Ontario right there. How about you, Rob? What are you doing? What you got coming up?
Well, I'll be performing over at Wax in Woodland Hills tomorrow.
Wax!
And then on the 9th, I'm doing Reeves. Chris, no, wait.
Are you gonna wear Reeves? Are you gonna wear an American flag t-shirt? Like an all American flag t-shirt?
Yeah, never. Everyone knows I'm patriotic. So I'll be doing I forgot his name. Last name's Reeves. It's out in like Long Beach, but whatever. You guys aren't going to show up anyways, you five listeners. So
all right,
I want
to thank Rob DeRocha, the patriotic today. I'm going to be.
Goodbye.
Rob and I will be at the Pasadena Ice House. Pasadena Ice House, March 22nd. I'll be headlining that night. Pasadena Ice House, March 22nd. You can come see me and Rob, because Rob is my homo son. My homo son that I need to find a boyfriend for. Any boyfriends
like
out
Dracula,
there?
Sounds like Dracula, doesn't he?
I know, huh? Okay, I'm sorry. Here's my Darth Vader.
Vader, like German Darth Vader?
I know, Darth.
Hey, we party all the time. Don't worry, man. Hung Ju style. We party all the time. Thank you very much for tuning in to Rick and Rob's It's Radio Time here. I'm Hong Ju. Hong Ju Sing, King Hong Ju. And Dennis Rodman and I are dogs. We're best buddy, bro. Yeah, because I'm different. Hara.
Somebody just called in.
Yeah, it was Martin Rizzo.